This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again, I'm back with my third in a four-part series on language learning. I call this What Your Coaches Want You to Know About Language Learning because it was based loosely, I will admit, on a survey I did of about 150 language coaches at a language congress. Started off with kind of an obvious thing, language learning is stressful. Then last program, we talked about two issues, the whole issue of comparisons and the negative possibilities of that, and the issue of family gaps, what to do when family learning is on different levels. You might want to go back and listen to that if you get a chance. Today, I want to talk about what to do when you feel like giving up. Oh, isn't that a horrible topic to think about? But if you're like everybody else, you probably feel like giving up on language learning a lot. I mean, really a lot. I think giving up is kind of a developmental progression, though. There's a lot more desire to give up in the beginning stages. And then as you gain proficiency, that desire probably alleviates some and you get more enjoyment out of it. And then it intrudes on various times when, something goes wrong and you realize how you can't communicate like you need to or something like that. So it's an up and down thing. But we do feel like giving up in language learning. Some of us, I think, want to give up more than once a day. So why do we want to give up? Well, I think at first there is such a difficulty in seeing positive results. I originally said it's such a difficulty in seeing results. Well, we see lots of results in language learning. The problem is that some of them we have no idea what they mean, whether they're good or bad, and others of them we know very well what they mean. It's all bad and it's all embarrassing and it all makes me look to be a fool and I wish I could crawl into a box and FedEx myself back home. I've been there. Or at least I've been there with the box thinking about it on more than one occasion. Secondly, we've lost our way. What do I mean by we've lost our way? Well, we give up when we feel lost. And sometimes we don't have a clear-cut plan. Do you have a clear-cut plan about your language learning? Now, some of us, that means, do you know what you got to do today and tomorrow and next week? Okay, that's good. But do you know where you need to be in a month, 2 months, 6 months? And do you know or do you see how where you are today and where you want to go connects to what it is that you want to do after you complete this language learning process? Wait a minute. Can you really complete the language learning process? I don't think so. I don't want to pour water on your fire here, but I see language learning as a lifelong prospect and project. Now, I don't mean to make you more depressed, but you would be learning language, English, for example, if you were back home. You never stop learning English, by the way. Think about it. May make this time right now feel worse or better, and I hope better. But if you don't have a plan and you don't know why you're doing it, or you know why your organization wants you to do it, but you're not at all convinced, those are issues that will really compound your giving up ability or desire to give up. And finally, third, there are situational pity parties, I think, in language learning that are probably kind of situational depressive thinking that create in us the feeling of, I just want to quit. I just want to get out of here. So, okay, what do we do? Smart guy, what do we do? What do we do to make a difference? Can we turn this around? Well, let me state emphatically that it depends. It really does. Is this giving up desire acute or chronic? No, isn't it? I don't mean acute. Is it good looking? I mean, is it acute? Is it the first time this happens? Is this the first time you really hit the wall in figuring out that you don't like what you're doing and you're not sure you can keep doing it? In that case, my first step is to, give up. Stop. just go ahead and stop. It doesn't matter. You need to stop. You need to give up a couple of times in order to understand what it feels like. Because some of us get so afraid of thinking about giving up that we can't ever think about it. And yet that makes us think about it even more. So I say, well, forget it. Let's just go right in there. Give up. Stop. Take a breather is my second point. Take a breather. And that includes deep breaths. Number three, go for a walk. Number four, after you get back, now I'm not talking about a walk that lasts 3 months. I'm talking about a 20-minute little thing, mini vacation. But when you get back, review your plan. The next one, number five, is get input on your plan. That means go to your accountability people, go to your language coach, go to your entry orientation counselor, go to your whoever can help you and say, I'm stuck, I don't know where I am, what do you do? Everybody has stories of what they did. And some of those stories might actually be helpful. And sixth, acknowledge your weakness. I don't think there's anything wrong. In fact, I think it's very strong of you to acknowledge your weakness. When we acknowledge our places that we think will fall, somehow from someone, we get the resources that we need. Okay, I said acute and chronic. That was acute. What about if it's chronic? What about if I've been dealing with this desire to give up for a long time? Well, I never really admitted it. I thought about it, but I wouldn't even say it to anybody even close to me. And yet, I was thinking about it. It's been longer than I want to admit, which may be weeks or days or months or something. And it's just all consuming. Well, you got more of a problem there. My first step is don't give up. Boy, I'm just full of great ideas, aren't I? Well, what I mean by that is that you've thought about giving up so much that, don't give up. But at the same time, when I said give up with the acute stage, I said just take a breather. And that's the same thing. That's step number two here. Take a breather. Yeah, don't give up. Say, I guess got to take a breather. I'm not going to give up, but I'm going to take a breather. Go take a walk. Go do something. Sometimes I have said, and I get stern looks by my language colleagues, is that sometimes you need to take a little holiday, a little vacation. I think it's perfectly appropriate if you need to take the weekend off, or if something came up and you need to take a week off. Are there consequences for that? You betcha. There may be tremendous consequences, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Next, you need to talk, number three, to an accountability person. You need to really get honest with yourself and with that person. You need to acknowledge that you've been struggling for quite a while and that you've tried everything you could think of in terms of mind games that I've suggested to prevent you from giving up. You need that. And you need them to talk turkey with you. Number four, review why you are doing this. Sometimes in the press of the immediate, we forget what we want to do in 2 years or a year when we become proficient. Most of you didn't go into this line of work thinking that you just wanted to have fun and exist. There's a purpose. You have to review that purpose and what do you want to do? And why can't you do that well unless you can be communicatively competent? Sometimes we have to review that and say, oh, that's why I got to do what I got to do. Number five, tell others of your struggles. Talk to your language helper if he's a national speaker of the language. That's his heart language. Sometimes they have ideas, but sometimes it's just good to admit that you're hurting. They may be thinking that you're arrogant and that you don't care when you're really struggling deeply. This is a great point for you guys both to learn emotional management or understand each other's emotional arenas. And sixth, recommit as necessary. Sometimes we get into a funk. We can't go forward. We have to stop, step sideways, and say, okay, I have to keep plodding on this place. It's not a sin to feel like giving up. Indeed, I think it's a sign of strength to admit your weakness in the face of all of this. And as you work on this, and as you bring other people in to help you think through things, I think you're going to get a new perspective and a different perspective. And as you look at why you're here and what the reasoning is, you'll get a new perspective. At least that'll help you until tomorrow when you feel like giving up again. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. You may feel like it, and it's not anything that you can take care of once. But it is something that's part of life, and the trials will be proven worthy when you get to where you need to go. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.